Exclusive. GOP lawmakers introduce resolution marking 1 year since Trump assassination attempt. By Jasmine Jordan on July 11, 2025. 1 year after the attempted assassination of President Donald J. Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, House Republicans are pushing a resolution to condemn political violence and honor the victims of the July 13, 2024, shooting. The resolution, introduced Friday by Representative Mike Kelly, RPA, and Republican Study Committee Chairman August Pfluger, RTX, explicitly denounces the multiple attempts on Trump's life and calls on the American people to unite against violent rhetoric aimed at public officials. Kelly represents Butler and was present at the rally when the assassination attempt occurred. Pfluger, chairman of the Republican Study Committee and a member of the Homeland Security Committee, is leading the resolution in his official capacity as RSC chair. "We must stand up together to oppose violence against our nation's leaders and condemn the hateful, divisive rhetoric that has fueled our nation's political dialogue in recent years," Kelly and Pfluger said in a joint statement. "This weekend, as we remember the tragic events in Butler 1 year ago, may we also take a moment to honor our heroic first responders who selflessly run toward danger to protect our fellow Americans. May we unite around the common good of these United States. We are stronger together." The resolution also honors Corey Comprator, a volunteer firefighter and U.S. Army veteran who was fatally shot while shielding his family, along with rallygoers David Dutch and James Kapenhiver, who were critically injured in the attack. It expresses gratitude to law enforcement, first responders, and medical personnel, and affirms the central role of the U.S. Secret Service in protecting the nation's top elected officials and upholding constitutional values. In addition to Butler, the resolution references a second attempted assassination targeting Trump in West Palm Beach, Florida, on September 15, 2024, as well as attacks against Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Minnesota State House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman, and Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman. It warns that continued calls for violence and divisive rhetoric risk undermining the democratic process and endangering the lives of public servants. The resolution is supported by dozens of House Republicans, including Eli Crane, R. Oz, Anna Paulina Luna, RFL, Mike Bost, Ariel, and Gyrese Kenthiler, RPA. It has been sent to the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee for consideration.